You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I have a friend I'm pretty sure is stealing from her work. I don't want her to get fired or worse. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
We'd steal away every chance we could.
And Jed Brewer.
That was well done. That's a good reference.
Very nicely done. And it does tie into tonight's question, which came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I have a friend that I'm pretty sure is stealing from her work. I don't want her to get fired or worse. What do I do? And Glenn, why don't you start us off?
Well, yeah, this reminds me of a zillion years ago, dinosaurs roamed the earth. I was working at Target, and there was a gal that I knew from high school, sort of a friend of mine, a real pretty gal, had everything going for her in the world. She bought an igloo cooler, you know, one of those big coolers, and she just filled it with stuff from the store and just walked out.
Wow!
Just bought the cooler and walked out.
Bold.
And they caught her about 6 inches past the front door.
Would that be because that igloo cooler weighed 45 pounds at that point?
Yeah, but I remember vividly just feeling like, I can't even imagine what would move you to do it. A little bit of admiration for the,
sure.
You know, but still.
I mean, it was a daring caper.
Yeah, there was a vision, the whole plan.
You tried things.
Yeah. But I think part of this is recognizing that you had no power to do anything about that in the first place because you literally couldn't conceive of it happening.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff, that is a very good point. When there is something as either outlandish as that or just as big a problem as whatever would drive someone to do this, maybe part of looking at what we can do to help is realizing how limited that is.
Well, you know, man, you're right. The truth is we all have people in our lives that we love, that we care about, where they are trying as hard as they can to ruin their lives. I mean, it's just, it's one ill-advised thing after another. And we hurt for them, and it's a sucky feeling, and a lot of the time there's just nothing we can do about it.
Right.
We can't make them stop. We can't make them be different. And that can make us feel really powerless, which is in itself another sucky feeling.
Right,
so now we just, you know, kind of have suck on top of suck. And if that's where you're at, we're really sorry. And we're with you. We know what that feels like. But we're also aware, because as Glenn said, we're all super, super old. This is not the end of the story. You know, this particular chapter in your friend's life is not a fun one, and it may not have a super great ending in this chapter, unfortunately. But it's also not the last chapter in the story of your life, or the story of your friend's life, or the story of your friendship. So as we look towards the future, and that's what we do, because we work with people that are making dumb decisions sometimes. The thing we're generally focused on is the future. How do we get ready for that? So the question that we want to look at tonight as we go through this is to say, what can we do to help? You know, we can't make them stop. There's a lot of stuff we can't take away the consequences. What can we do to help?
That's absolutely right. I think that's a very important thing. And as we were saying here, that may end up being a not what can we do on this round, that may be a what can we do on the next round, what can we do if they see the error of their ways, hopefully before they get caught or after they get caught. The good news is there are answers to all those questions. We'll come back to look at those when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You tell me do not be afraid. Reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you
my name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Remember, always use igloo coolers responsibly.
and Jed Brewer.
I like the idea, if it's happened, you know, around this time of year, of her just putting a full-on frozen turkey in there. The biggest frozen turkey she can find directly into the igloo cooler.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of 80s cassette discs.
Okay.
Cassette tapes.
Yes.
And back in the day, you could fit northwards of 4 cassette tapes in an igloo cooler. And a mighty haul it was.
The latest record from Heart.
We continue. We can knock igloo coolers and Heart off potential sponsors for this program. We continue to answer questions that came to the bridge loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your question. This week's question says, I have a friend that I'm pretty sure is stealing from her work. I don't want her to get fired or worse. What do I do? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed putting forth a very good question of, it's important to, when someone is making negative decisions, to realistically look at what you are able to do in that situation. And in our day job, working in a nonprofit Christian ministry with guys and gals who are have already been through the legal process with things like this or drugs and that stuff, I think part of the heartbreak we go through with the people we work with is realizing that sometimes they're just going to do what they're going to do.
That's right.
So how do we emotionally deal with that? As we mentioned last segment, maybe there's not a ton we can do. How do we prepare ourselves for that?
Well, first and foremost, there's a lot of needing to recognize I wasn't in on the initial plan of this thing. Therefore, I should not be asked to sponsor the recovery of this plan. Because there is a sense of wanting to take on the consequences of this that the other person has done. When you care about somebody, when you have sympathy for them, you think, well, you know, why don't I do what I can to blunt the effect of this mistake? Mm-hmm. But the truth is that can lead us towards an enabling behavior, that can lead towards encouraging them to get back into the same old pattern of behavior. Helping them find ways of being stronger, helping them find ways of overcoming this problem is more what we need to look at.
That is a great point. And Jay, maybe you can point us towards where that process starts.
Absolutely. Well, let's be clear again where it doesn't start. You can't stop your friend from stealing. You don't have that power. And you don't have the power to protect her from the consequences of that either. If she keeps doing that, she's going to get caught. It's going to be what it's going to be. We're sorry for that. We really are. But that's, you know, unfortunately how these things work. And we also want to be clear, given that you don't know that she's stealing, you say you strongly suspect, but you don't know that, you want to be very careful in how you had a conversation with her, because most people don't take kindly to being accused of being a thief.
That's right.
Particularly people who are thieves.
That's
actually.
Right. That's right.
I've noticed a lot of coolers around, Sarah. What's the deal with that?
Yeah.
But here's where we do begin, is we ask, why is this person stealing? Whenever we're dealing with destructive behavior or just behavior that's going in a bad direction, the more we can answer that why question, the better off we are, the better that we can figure out how to meet the needs that aren't being met and help them so that they can turn that negative behavior into something more positive.
Absolutely. And the good news is you're listening to a program run by three guys who have really learned a lot about why people do crime. And we'll come back to look at that right here on the Bridge Loud.
Oh, no.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
And Nancy Wilson have given us hours of quality rock and roll, and I fully disagree with anyone who would disparage that.
We are pro-heart in this household. We're also joined by Jed Brewer.
We're all heart. Oh. All heart, all the time.
Mm. That is not going to endear us to the Q-Rock overlords, no. I don't think. Let's be clear, by the way. We are not all heart all the time.
No, definitely not.
Right. Not really that we don't like heart. We just can't afford that.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
don't have the broadcast rights. But we are going to continue to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I have a friend that I'm pretty sure is stealing from her work. I don't want her to get fired or worse. What do I do? And Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed giving us a very good advice that when you're looking at why someone does a destructive behavior, the best place to start is trying to figure out what they're trying to get out of that, why they're doing that. You have quite a little bit of experience with maybe why people do some less than legal activities, and what do you tend to find about this kind of stuff?
Well, in some cases, it's, you know, you're doing something just kind of for the thrill of it, you know, young teenager, you know, kind of bored, and certainly I've been there. I have no right to look down on anybody on that one. The other is you have some sort of a physical need. So sometimes people get behind on their bills and they do something to remedy that situation. Also, and I'm not sure if people listening to this are aware, cocaine is expensive.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you're
I've heard that.
If you're doing that, load up your igloo cooler and head to the checkout, because that's how you deal with that. Is this a good plan? No, it's a terrible plan. But that's what happens when you deal with quite a little bit of cocaine. Is
yeah.
You're not making quality sure. decisions.
That's our version of business on the ones.
That's right. For me, maybe it's a little bit of a notorious background on my part, but I find it easy to sympathize with all of that and
sure.
your understanding of like, no, I don't have the right to judge that. I've been in all of those places, so it's important to recognize that.
Absolutely right. And Jen, once we feel we've put our finger on what people want out of the situation, how does that give us the next step and how we can actually help?
You know, if we've got a good sense of what's driving this behavior, that why question, then the great news is there's usually really good positive solutions to whatever that thing is. Glenn mentioned addiction. If your friend has a substance abuse problem, man, there are so many resources set up to help people achieve sobriety. Please contact us. We want to help with that. That's a huge area of strength, especially for us. If someone just has basic physical needs, they don't have enough food in their house, they're having a hard time meeting rent, getting groceries, actually, there's great resources available for that, too.
Yep.
Again, please contact us. And you, as a friend, can help connect your friend with those resources. You know, if it's, you know, we're just having a hard time paying bills, helping her find a better job, get some job training where there's better pay. And if it's something where I'm bored and I need thrills, there's way better thrills than stealing.
Yeah.
I mean, way, way better thrills. You can look into cave diving, skydiving, bungee jumping. There's a million things you could go-kart racing. There's all kinds of cool and interesting stuff you can do. And as her friend, you can kind of lead the way on that. Say, we're gonna go do a thing. There's nothing wrong with wanting thrills in your life. You should have thrills. We just want to focus on thrills that aren't going to get us arrested. But again, once we know that why question, we can find a good, positive, non-illegal solution to that problem.
We are so steeped in what we do. Jed didn't even know that the word for non-illegal was legal. So out of our purview are legal things.
What would you call it when you don't break the law?
Which really tells you where we're coming from. And we'll be back to give more wisdom from that font right here on the Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, oh, oh. You chose me, you chased me. Never stops. No. a game when you're keeping score of how I screw up, or if I do enough to make you think I am worth your time. Were you willing to talk, but you think that I suck, and I should shape up? Is your body
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I enjoy the music of Heart in a healthy, moderate amount.
Yes.
Very responsible. And Jed Brewer?
I think the medical term for that is heart healthy.
Right.
That's what that means.
I think so. All Barracuda.
Is that what's on all the boxes of Cheerios I buy?
Yeah.
Yep. Heart has more of an advertising budget than I thought.
Yeah, it's surprisingly high.
We continue to answer questions that came to bridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I have a friend that I'm pretty sure is stealing from her work, and I don't want her to get fired or worse. What do I do? And obviously, we have no way of knowing what your friend is walking off with. That may, you know, that may be staplers, office supplies. Of course, they're willing to pull a daring caper and work in maybe a grocery store. They may be making off with a serious amount of the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, you spent a lot of years dealing with people who are not above making money in extra legal means, might be the nice way we can put that. So whether it's directly to them or from people who are around them making those direct decisions, what do you tell them?
Well, first and foremost, as I hope you're picking up from the earlier part of this show, we don't judge those people that we work with. Nope. I mean, we work with people behind bars every week, and again, the more you hear their stories, the deeper you get into those relationships, the more you realize they had reasons for doing what they did, and they're understandable reasons. It turns out also that God understands why we do the things that we do, and that given that, we ought to encourage people to have a deeper connection with that spiritual life in order to get that understanding in their life, in order to make changes. And it also means a person like me needs to have more understanding because God has been understanding with me. That phrase, there but for the grace of God go I, is an important one, where we look at other people's lives and say, you know, if my life had gone a little bit different, I could have been in the same place.
That's absolutely right. Jed, what would you add to that?
Part of being understanding with people means that you don't look down on the things that they are doing today, But it also means you don't limit your estimation of their future on the basis of the things that they're doing today. You know, there's something about stealing in American culture where we really do look down on that. We consider that a shameful thing and an embarrassing thing. You're a thief and that's what you are. God doesn't view your friend that way, and we don't view your friend that way. Not only do we want to be focused on the reasons why someone is making the decisions they're making, we want to be focused on that doesn't say anything about their future. They are not some of their mistakes. Neither are you and neither am I. God has an amazing future for your friend. He has an amazing future for you. And the mistakes that you may have made, that I may have made, that your friend may be in the process of making right now, doesn't change that future that God has for them, doesn't limit that future that God has for them. And the thing is, their friend is someone who loves them, that we want to do is to cheer them on and urge them towards that good future.
That's absolutely right. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Bridge Loud! Around the legitimate